Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Earl Whitehill. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jesse Hill. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Fred Sington. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Cecil Travis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Mihalik. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Fisher. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Carl Fisher. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Sington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis bunts in front of the plate. Pitlock can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Hill moves to second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Hill scores. Lewis moves to second. It's 1-0, Senators. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields the ball and throws to Whitehill covering. Safe. Lewis moves to third. Quell moves to second. Fred Sington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Sington reaches second base with a double. Lewis scores. Quell scores. Stone moves to third. It's 3-0, Senators. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mihalik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mihalik strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mihalik scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up towards third. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock takes first base on ball four. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lewis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitehill moves to second. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0-for-1 in the game. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Whitehill moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into right field. Sinkton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Quell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stone strikes out. Pitlock throws to second to catch Quell, and Larry lets the ball get by him into the outfield. That's an error on Larry. There goes Quell. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Fred Sinkton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sinkton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Sinkton takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-1 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Quell moves to third. Sinkton moves to second. Two outs. John Mihalik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill has Quell trapped off third. He fires to home, and Quell is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis strikes out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Campbell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hill. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to third. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Senators. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitehill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Mihalik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mihalik is 0-for-1 in the game. Mihalik hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mihalik moves to second. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Mihalik moves to third. Farrell moves to second. One out. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mihalik scores. Farrell scores. It's 5-1, Senators. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hill. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Croner applying the tag. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. QL takes first base on ball 4. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lewis scores. QL moves to third. It's 6-1, Senators. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Fred Sington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stone. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Stone steals second. Fred Sington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sington hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0-for-2 in the game. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 2 in the game. Travis hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Travis reaches second base with a double. John Mihalik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mihalik is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mihalik bunts towards the mound. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Travis moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Travis scores. One out. It's 7-1, Senators. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher bunts and there's an error on the play. Mihalik moves to second. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hill hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0 for 2 in the game. Solters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mihalik scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hughes takes first base on ball 4. Pitlock moves to second. Odell Hale pinch hits for Ivy Andrews. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pitlock scores. Hughes moves to third. It's 7-2, Senators. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Sington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Feller now pitching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. QL hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. QL reaches second base with a double. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. QL scores. It's 8-2, Senators. Fred Sington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stone. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Stone steals second. Fred Sington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sington strikes out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mihalik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mihalik is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mihalik takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sid Cohen now pitching. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-3 in the game. Kroner hits a fly ball into right field. Sington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Sid Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kroner misplays the ball. That's an error on Kroner. Cohen moves to second. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Cohen moves to third. Hill moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. QL hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Sington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell who is chasing the ball. Sington reaches third base with a triple. Cohen scores. Hill scores. Lewis goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 11-2, Senators. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Travis hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-3 in the game. Soltis strikes out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. He's got one RBI. Hughes hits a fly ball into right field. Sington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Whit Wyatt now pitching. John Mihalik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mihalik is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Mihalik strikes out. 1 out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Sid Cohen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cohen strikes out. 2 outs. Jesse Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Becker pinch hits for Whit Wyatt. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Larry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Becker moves to second. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0 for 4 in the game. Kroner strikes out. 1 out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Becker moves to third. Larry moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 4 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 4 in the game. Soltis strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.